Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating political tensions and incidents of intimidation and violence targeting opposition supporters ahead of the August 23 general elections, just over a month away. Three opposition CCC members, Elisha Mekki, Simbarashe Bakasa, and Tawanda Nyakuchka, who are charged with public violence, were denied bail by a Chitungwiza magistrate this afternoon, while two others, Emmanuel Chinoera and Simba Nyandoro, also in custody on similar charges, were set to file a bail application today, according to CCC. The party is condemning their arrest, saying instead they were the victims of political violence after they were attacked by ZANU-PF thugs, quote-unquote, while putting up posters in Ward 22 in Chitungwiza North. In a tweet, the party led by Nelson Chamisa said the accused are actually victims of both the ruling ZANU-PF party and a selective application of the law, adding the real perpetrators of the violence, who are ZANU-PF members, are roaming free. Incidents of intimidation and violence have also been reported by the opposition in areas including Mashonaland West, Mashonaland East, and Masvingo. In other news, police say they have opened an investigation after the surfacing of an audio recording allegedly featuring ZANU-PF MP and Tourism Deputy Minister Barbara Rodzi, a candidate for Chirumanzu South, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for defacing posters of CCC candidates. Rodzi, if it's indeed her, calls the police officer stupid and a dog, even asking him, "You think CCC will win?" quote-unquote. Studio 7 reached out to Rodzi but was told she was in a meeting. Police also say they are investigating the violent attack of Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu by alleged ZANU-PF supporters during assignment in Bulawayo yesterday. Li chonanjani Zimbabwe omuhle namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo Live Talk, The Connection. Sixoxa ngokufuthelana osokukhona elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Kulamalunga ebandla le-CCC abikwa achaywa ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF eChitungwiza kodwa kwabotshwa wona. Alelwe isicelo sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla. I-CCC ithi abantu laba bachaywa kabuhlungu ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi benamathisela amagwaliba okukhankasela ukhetho. Basebebotshwa besetheswa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Imbiko yokufuthelana okunje kanye loDlakela isibhahile kakhulu endaweni esifana leMashonaland West, Mashonaland East kanye laseMasvingo. Kolunye udaba, amapholisa athi asevule uphenyo phezu komeli weChirumanzu South edale lePhalamende walilunga leZANU-PF unkosikazi Barbara Rodzi, ongumsekeli njalo kaMphathi Ntambo obona ngezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe, yena obikwa ephume kwenye i-audio esenkundleni zokuxhumana ethethisa ipolisa elalibophe ilunga leZANU-PF elalidabule amagwaliba e-CCC okukhankasela ukhetho. Nasi mwechirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa nyaya dzekuvhundusirwa kwevanhu uye mhirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu. Nasi kune nhengo dzeCCC dzanyimwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekusungwa dzichipomerwa mhosva yekuita mhirizhonga kana kuti public violence. Asi CCC inoti nhengo idzi dzakarohwa zvakaipisisa nevatsigiri vezanupf dzichiisa macampaign posters ndokuzosungwa panzvimbo yekuti kusungwe vatsigiri vezanupf vakanga vadzirova. Mune imwewo nyaya, mapurisa anoti ava kuferefeta mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nekushanyirwa kwenyika amai Barbara Rhodes, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka mupurisa akanga achinzi asunga nhengo yezanupf yakanga yabvarura macampaign posters ebato reCCC. Munhu anonzi ndiamai Rhodes ari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera pamadandemutande achiti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu uye vachimubvunza kuti ari kufunga kuti bato reCCC richakunda here musarudzo idzi. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the preparations for elections due in a few months. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by opposition CCC Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist and supporter Archford Guvuriro. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a live talk. Let me start off with Uma Mlotshwa. Mamlotshwa, we saw members of your party today accused of public violence being denied bail by a magistrate in Chitungwiza. But your party is saying actually these are victims of political violence which was perpetrated on them by ZANU-PF. They should not be in jail. Instead, ZANU-PF members who beat them up should be in jail. What's your take on their denial of bail today?
Good evening to you. I would want to ask any ZANU-PF person, what's your take on such abuse being beaten and thrown in jail? It's simple, it's not normal. That somebody attacked is thrown in jail. The attacker should be in jail. That is an obvious thing. And we expect the attacker to be in jail. And it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF uses selective application of the law and ZANU-PF uses the courts to clamp down on opposition.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Guvuriro. The same question. Members of the CCC were denied bail today, and they're accused of public violence. But the party says, actually, these are victims of violence who were beaten up by ZANU-PF members of your party, who should not be in jail. And instead, members of your party are the ones who should be in jail right now as we speak. How do you respond?
Yeah, and the next thing I'm going to do is respond to the question. Because if you know that the opposition is very busy to create a name, like if you have a social media, and I'm going to get you the one in the energy to know a name with an PFR member of government, but in the area, but if you get on a big support, get you in Zimbabwe. So when we triple C, when we tell on the Zabu, the Gutu and Ruana Pachau, the Zira name of the ZANU-PF. Then when it comes to the bill, Koti, Tari, Rinam Tongo, Unakutamun Bell, Kanakunima Bell, she depend on a good way with Matara Kukudis, Watara Uchi, Zakamira C, Matix Ago Mira C, Kanakutima put Agusunga, Agusunga, Aganorabuti would be, but my former I, Anunga, Chin, the Anorandi, that gave it to her. Kanigata, my neighbor, one with Triple C. Vakapara Mosa Zao, Vakuninira ZANU-PF, with the ZANU-PF, and they never know what I'm saying. If it is a PF, I'm going to make a president, we do have to put Zira Kararo Munika, which is a man.
Aha, Tinotenda, the Yende, Kuna Mamlo, which are. Itinotenda wa guvuriro. Mamlo chao ya muzu guvuriro ya kuluma lapa. Utili na abe triple C ili akabana li loto. Abese li tonse laba ntube zanu paga. Taba ngelani. E, lenda bazenu. Utini ngaloko.
Tinagula ndo skawani saa. Tinasi. Inside. Tinasi ngabanto na vezi ndape. Aba funu pinto. Uchi nchero. Esili funayo. Ane. Kola skawani saa. In the corner, in the trade, in the experience, like journalist in Zolo, who put a band in a keeper for Zanu on the Japan Banaman and Jenny, a handy chair and to a market of life. In terms of a broad daylight, in a booth and a mutuity, one of Anamacha, it is to Anastasia, it's on Nam Shabangat. We found our petty pace, our petty violence. We are election, a matovo, such a team, and Abanda Velemash West, my central. There was Chia Etala, deep, the Matavalin. That is Cabanesta. Is Motan Ziana Sazim Israel, is born of my Zipi. Zino Woods of Itim Nangako, Zipi, which is an appearance. That is Motor the Triple C Catavan. So, as it is one eye, Witty Ama Hot. Now is an appeal. I'm a police. Now is an appeal. As it is tonight or as it is tonight, you want to build very strong institutions in Zimbabwe. Institutions are like a deal. I'm a deal with the other Uvan. You call Tina, it is a citizen coalition for change. Tina Sulavasha lives in Zimbabwe. It's soon Sivan Ben. Into as it's truly violent. If violence is your queen, as in I could know what I was with the moment you turn the violence anyway, the one who child from his victim, Utuni Vochi. Why would you do that? Why would you want to win the thing? Over Vito, a saga muto, the Kulina, a Kulina who Twitter, you would be very good for Trail, Abandula, who and Dana, the Sikhumes, Abasi Chant, Opera. I will put in peace. At the same time, we are putting peace. I won't tell you to put in 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 peace. so sizibuhlungu ngokuthi amahamba zethu asikunyezwa adina ibheyili, you know, singakhuluma sizosikhuluma la ngo-Jobgal ukuthi ungaphi namuhla. Ama-instances like asikuqala asofuthi kokucisa ukuthi nxa izanu PF kuma-elections basise ngaba bakhontesta bodwa. Kanti why vele kuzohlala kuhlaselwa sihlaselwa nasesonke sabaseZimbabwe. We need to build this country ungala violence. We need to build this country peaceful. This country is not done here. This country is Zimbabwe and it belongs to us, the Zimbabweans, the citizens. Yeah.
And Ms. Mlotsha, I'm sure you had the chance to listen to an audio circulating on social media allegedly of ZANU-PF MP Barbara Rhodes shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for allegedly defacing a CCC campaign poster. She calls this poor police officer a dog, an idiot, and threatens to deal with him. Clearly, that's a case of abuse of power, if it's indeed her. And also, it borders on the issue of obstructing justice. I must say we reached out to the MP, Rosie, but the person who picked up her phone said that she was busy. But how do you respond to this whole saga and now the police saying they are investigating?
It is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Ungakulalelisisa voice note yami. It shows you ukuthi abantu labacabanga ukuthi umthetho kumele abhekiwe. Yikho buze buzeisa ukuthi umbopheleni. Kumele kangawe uyabotshwa. So it really answers the question of laba besidunguza into babephakathi. Ngakuya ngabo ngathi ngayithi sodwa sibotshile. Ngayithi esibotshwayo singenzanga lutho. Ithi ama-victims. Umphetho uselecala lokubopha umuntu olecala. Umpholisi uselecala ngoba umthetho we-elections usivumela ukuthi one si-campaign. Second, u-campaign akothi ufake ama-posters zoba yikuphi. Babona kulilungelo la ukuthi badabule ama-posters ethu. Really, I am disappointed ukuthi one is a female, umuntu ongumama ozakhuluma ihlazo elingaka emkhakhini ngoba she thinks that by being a ZANU-PF member she can get away with anything. It doesn't make sense. Yikho ngithi mina abantwana beZimbabwe abakubone ubuve ZANU-PF ababuqalisa namuhle abafake u-advocate Nelson Chamisa esihlaleni. Then we bring back this country to insanity in this country. We need insanity elizweni leli. We need to build a nation out of Zimbabwe. At the moment, we are just a polarized country. Omunye ucabanga ukuthi now they can get away with it. Ngibone abuchamisa engasibambanisa.
Siyabonga mamlotsha aqhubeka ubambile. Andizoke kwamuri vaguvuriro. Tiri kutaura nenyaya ya MP weZANU-PF Barbara Rhodes. Avo vari kunzwikwa, vari kunzi ndivo vari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera madandemutande apa. Vachitukamupurisa vachiti sei asunga munhu weZANU-PF anga achipomerwa mhosva yekuvharura macampaign posters eCCC. Vari kuti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu haagoni basa rake uye vari kuti vachadhila naye. Clearly iyo ndeinonzi abuse of power neobstruction of justice. Mapoliticians haafaniri kunge achikanganisa mapurisa kana achiita basa rawo. Handizvo here vaguvuriro?
Ndiri kunzwa zvauri kutaura ende kuwa kuZANU-PF tinorespekta mapurisa asi tichiendelana neaudio yamuri kutaura chandingataura ndechekuti mpfuma wangu inini handikwanisi kuramba kana kubvuma audio iri kutaurwa kunzi ndi-honorable Barbara Rhodes nokuti kana varivo ndivanokwanisa vachiva vakazvitaura but inini semazira ndinoita ava vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vajaira kugara vachishandisa hurumende yakaichonaka yakavinzwa namwari mumuzimbabwe yezanupf kure vavetripc vanokwanisa kuita maaudio vototaura kuti wingi nhingi zvita zvakadai zvototenderera but asiriye munhu ari kutaura kutanzi mupurisa anga achitaura uyu inhingi mupurisa but tina mupurisa anezitero ini chandingakumbira kuti ndizoti achuwa nyaya iyi sezvo yanzi kuongororwa nemapurisa tamira mapurisa kuti achati shuwa inzi vaonarebo Barbara Rhodes vakazviita kana kuti hazvisi nekuti inini ndinotoonawo kana vhidhiyo yomupurisa akanga ari kunzi akatukwa pafoni achi akachiita vhidhiyo chinatoti kuti ndini konsepo nhingi ndakatukwa naonarebhodzi ndinoshanda pakati pakati posi nhamba yangu ndeyakati hati ndingava neevidhensi yakakwana nokuti inini ndiri umwe akambovhictimaizwa nevanhu opposition pavakaana kwekwe paya zvikanzi anga ariko akatouraya vanhu but inini ndandisiri kwekwe ndandiri kuchiredza so avanhu vanogona kungocreata manyepo
asi vaguburiro dai ari manyepo ari pachena. I'm sure Honorable Rhodes would have responded by now. And also, I don't think the police would be commenting on a false claim because Mapurisa ari kuti pa Twitter, and I'm reading their tweet. The ZRP has taken note of an audio circulating on social media concerning the incident involving some ZRP Charundura members, allegedly with the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Honorable Barbara Rhodes. This case is now under investigation. Meaning, the way I'm reading this tweet, Panenyaya Mapurisa have reached out to the guy who was being insulted, who was being violated up. And from my reading, they got his side of the story. That's why they're even mentioning Barbara Rhodes by name and saying they're investigating.
Honorable Barbara Rhodes, varivo vaenda kumapurisa vanoripota against defamation of character nekuti ndiri kufaa manyepo nhau yakati yakati saka mapurisa investigate kuti abate culprit imini muri kuti dai vabva kuwekera Honorable Barbara Rhodes varisponda vadeza press conference veri kuti vaita press statement kuriponda kunosiyana umwe anoita press conference umwe anoita press statement umwe anoita patwitter umwe anoita kuporisa kuvhura kuti indiri kunhu zvakazvakazvaka defamation of character police investigator kana shuwa varivo vakazviita kusungwa kana vasivo vamacalprit saka inini maonero andiri kuita nhau iyi ndinoti nyepo ezvose zviri kutaurira hakuna zvakaitika zvakadaro Honorable Barbara Rhodes munhu anotori nekunhu vanoziva kusoro mutezo vanotomirira nyika kumapurasimu akawanda kunze kwenyika so havangamboitei zvinhu zvakadaro awa manyepo ari kungounganidzwa nevanhu veopposition sezvavanga vachiita kuti vari kuvataka Honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuvataka Honorable Energy Mtoli vachiti Honorable Energy Mtoli vhidhiyo vari kurova vanhu but tasiriwo
avaaanyaya
yekunzi audio vaiaudio vaisa vhidhiyo vhidhiyo kasho nova kuti audio osava manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kuzanupf maonarable members edu nenhengo dzese dzezanupf discipline ndokune vanhu vakuziva kuti mubumbi wenyika rinoshanda sei nemutemo wenyika unofamba sei nokurespekta mapurisa enyika.
Thank you there vaguburiro. I see the difference between nyaya yamutodi neonarable Rhodes ndeyekuti mutodi responded there and then. Zuro issued out a statement saying that he's taking legal action against those people who are accusing him of perpetrating violence. But this particular MP, Rose, has not responded. We even sent her messages on WhatsApp. A colleague did, but she hasn't responded. And also, clearly, Guburiro, I understand muri kuramba kuti ZANPF ine mhirizhonga. Yes, and nyaya yamairozi I think time will tell if mapurisa akaita mainvestigations avo sekuvimbisa kwavo We'll see kuti kuchabuda chii. Kana vari innocent, she will be exonerated. But kana vachibatwa nemhosva, vachabatwa nemhosva. And nyaya violence also we saw yesterday. Activists in ZANU-PF regalia, otherwise ZANU-PF activists in Bulawayo, beating up a Studio 7 reporter, our colleague Anastasia Ndlovu. But the party never admits to such incidences and say, we are sorry it happened. It never happens.
I'm sorry. All those things are my allegations as my evidence. We've got an evidence of the ZANU-PF supporter. Yakabe Garcia. PF said, it's wrong. I never knew opposition. Photo Rigabuda, Richi Tenderera.
Vari vanhu vakapfeka matisheti ezano vachirova vanhu muri kuramba kuti vanhu vezano madouble standards yayo. But let me go to
when you start inzwaka my brother, you are a presenter. When you start to say ndikuita madouble standards, no longer any
no. Those are facts. Madouble standards. If you are going to say kana munhu achirohwa akapfeka tisheti yezano munhu weZANU-PF, but kana vanhu vakapfeka matisheti eZANU-PF vachirova vanhu handivo vanhu veZANU-PF. Madouble standards iwayo. Mam Locha, can you come in there before tichi start umlaleli?
Yeah, I kuna kungena ngithi ukuthi uyakuze of a case of a man who is on top by doing nothing. Blame everybody else. We are teaching with people. I want to go fishing. Young, I will have a book or still a man than galaxy opposition. Always is in to learn what is here. You see, Penumbur, Possilum, you see, Lizzie, Sagaleo. Now, we are fighting for you as well.
Kola, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much.
Ipe fungwa zenyu kwa chidimbu.
Mchidimbu nega. Let me speak in Shona, maybe it's fine for me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Panauye ye ma campaigns, my brother, kurevanu, ya trukunzwa and so on and so on. Zvinotibata isu samaZimbabweans zvatinoshuvira kuti kudai nyika yedu yakamira zvakanaka, vanhu vane freedom, vane kuzvisunungura pasina mumwe anoheta mumwe kana mumwe anorova mumwe. Ndo chikumbiro chedu chatinoshuva isu semaZimbabweans, because freedom kuratidzira kusununguka kwemunhu wese during the campaign issue yatinayo right now muZimbabwe. But unotoshamisika kuona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vari kutorarama, unotoshamisika kuti munhu ari muZimbabwe here, ni the way yaanobehavha kana maitiro avanoita. According ne handizivi kuti kamweya here kanouya during the election period kuti kanopinda mumwe munhu. Unoona munhu anenge achitambura all the time.
Thank you. Mtereri, unfortunately we have to leave it there. And our caller Tapiwa Gumbo has the last word. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guest, CCC Senator candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist Archford Guvuriro. Thank you so very much. And also thank you, our viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.